Are you ready to discover who you came here to be? Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. Human Design is a system and a tool that is here to empower you and show you your greatest potential. Come learn with us and discover who you really are. Hello, Human Design and Astro Club. Crystal here, and I want to let you know about some new offers that I have cooking in my kitchen and Leah has selected in her market. Some offers we've had for a while and some are brand new, and you might be hearing it here first. So listen closely. Our first offer is completely free. Yep, that's right. We have put together basically a cheat sheet to help you honor your strategy and authority. And with both Lee and I having the channel of Surrender, we have developed tips and tricks to helping you really align to your design. And it's called Tips and Tricks to Honoring Your Strategy and Authority. And you can pick that up in the show notes down below. Now, our second offer is the next level up. After you've been honoring your strategy and authority, you then want to understand the details of your chart. You want to understand the details of learning the language of human design. So we've come up with a manual called Your User Manual to Your True Self. And we've created very easy to understand images and key terms on what makes up human design and the human design chart. If you're looking to understand your chart, the body graph, and the key terms of human design, this manual is for you, and you can pick it up in the show notes down below. Now, our next offer for you is on the variables, or like what we like to call the four transformations. And we've created mini, easy to digest a la carte and bundles on determination, which is your unique eating style, cognition, which is your super sense and the way your body interprets frequency, and then environment, which is where you feel whole, complete, and where you will reach your version of success on this material plane. You can pick up your variable class or bundle in the show notes down below, and please make sure you are on our email list for our variable intensive that's starting in spring. A wait list will be dropping very soon. Our next offer is our kids class called Nurture Your Child Through Their Design. And it's all about the energy types through the lens of a child. This is a great for anyone who wants to better understand how to support your child's design or even the little you and help you nurture that inner child. This is also great for beginners because it gives you cut and dry explanations with real life experiences of each energy type as a child. We also have a guidebook that breaks everything down, and we've added a bonus nervous system regulation cheat sheet through the variables, so you can discover that and more in the show notes down below. Now, there's two more brand new offers, so listen up. Leah and I have been meeting you guys on this podcast week after week for the last year, sharing the transits only for that week. And we wanted to better prepare you guys and take it to the next level. We are now introducing the Program Plus, which is very similar vibe to the weekly program, but we have a full monthly forecast now that you can pick up on our website for only $11.99. Yeah, that's right. It comes with an hour-long detailed audio on information on how to align to your design and take aligned action for the month through the transits, plus a forecast calendar and a guidebook that comes with new moon, full moon rituals, and more. Pick this month's forecast up down below in the show notes. Now, our last offer is dropping the month of October, so make sure you are on our email list to be the first to pick up our three-part class called A New Direction 2027. This is a three-part class chock full of detail on what is happening after 2027, because after 2027, the entire planet is going to go through a completely new cycle, and the solar plexus will be breaking down, as well as new beings will be born that will be known as the Raves. You will surely want to know this information and prepare for what's to come. Make sure you are subscribed to our email list to be notified when it drops, or you can pick it up in the show notes down below. And while I have you here, we have a lot of free resources on human design over at the humandesignastro.com website. Now listen, I'm going to stop open throating here and I'm going to let you dive into this next captivating episode. So thank you so much for being here, friends, and I'll see you over there. Welcome to the Human Design and Astro Club podcast. I'm Crystal.
And I'm Leah.
And this is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah, I really got in at that time.
I after that move, I'm like, okay.
You need that sometimes. Like when you get dancing, you're like, this is silly. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm in this now. Like there's not even music playing for us, but
So Dave was watching when I was sending to you last week's. He's like, what are you guys doing? Because there's no music. And I was like, we're dancing. He's like, you're dancing without music. I was like, Leah adds the music. But the music's always playing in my head. I don't know for you, especially as a non-sacral, like what's going on for you. But I can play music in my head while I'm moving.
It's probably not as loud as yours. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Or it's loud, or it could be louder, but maybe I guess because it's inconsistent, you don't know which ones. Yeah. Like I have just that consistent rhythm going. Like I see when I listen to music sometimes, I don't know if I've ever talked about this. I think the answer is no. But with having the 515 channel, which the five's coming in this week, if you didn't know. But with having the 515 channel, when I hear music, I can see like a little version of me in my head dancing to the beat of the music. Like there's actual like a whole dance sequence happening in my head. And then sometimes I will just start doing it depending on, I'm like, it's hard when you're in public and like that being a sacral being and that song hits, like I want to just break out in like a, what is that? What do they call those? Mob, dance mobs?
Yeah.
I would like, that's like my dream.
Olivia's like that too. She's a manifesting generator. And anytime she hears like a beat, she's like, oh yeah. Like she gets really into it, like her whole body. So I feel like if we're, you know, if we're not conditioned to like hold back all of our sacral juice, then I mean you could just let it out.
I've kind of been doing like, especially like in the car line waiting for Milo when I'm picking him up from school, like, I'm like, I'm dancing a lot of times in the car and like I'm sure people are watching me and I'm just like, whatever, this is me. And here's the thing, ever since I started allowing myself to fully tap into that rhythm again and dancing, because I used to do synchronized dance moves, like full Broadway performances in my room when I was a kid. And like, it's like, if we could think back to those little us, like the little you, and like all the things that you did that really felt good for you, whatever type you are, it's like, if you can get back to that person, like that's like my life force energy that I've almost forgotten about. So I started dancing all the time now and I'm just like, this is fucking me. I'm like a Broadway show, man. Like you. And that's what sacral beings kind of are. Like we are here to bring the fucking fun, the joy, the life force, creative expression, right? Creativity lives in the sacral. So
I actually have a few reels I want to do on that. So definitely for my friends that are listening right now, follow me on Instagram, because I've been listening to a lot of, I did a reel recently that people really enjoyed with dancing. I keep wanting to say like trance music, but like DJ, like, what genre is that? And I just literally, every time I have stuff, it just falls out of my head when I'm like live. I'm like, what are words? What is that?
It's like
genre?
a live DJ kind of thing. Is it like
what
techno?
Like kind of techno-y. Yeah. I'm like, what kind of genre is that? I guess techno would, and I don't really listen to that kind of music, but it's
got electronic, maybe
electronic. Yes. Electronic. That's the genre. There we go. Which is interesting because my ex used to DJ and he would make all this stuff and I'd be like, like he was like good at it, but it was just like, it's not really my kind of music. But then like all of a sudden, like Apple, like not too long ago, like just because you know how you'll listen to a song and be like, well, how about this song?
Yeah,
they played a song and I was like, oh, my sacral just went, this is my jam right now. And I'm like, I have no idea why. That's in the sacral. There's no thought to it. It's not connected to the mind. Mm-hmm. It's a response. And so I'm like, I have no idea. My mind's like, I have no idea why I'm enjoying this right now. And then I just started doing all these crazy movements. And I'm just like, this feels really good. And that's when that one song came on while I was cleaning. And I just like dropped the fucking vacuum. And I just started dancing all over my house. And I was like, this is what the sacral fucking looks like. And that's why I had to make a reel on it. And people really enjoyed that reel. Definitely go look at my Instagram if you want to. It's pinned. I pinned it because I wanted generators to be able to see it. And I got a lot of like, even like DMs on that saying like, thank you for showing me what the sacral response actually looks like, because it's so elusive and it's hard to even describe fully like what is in response. You know, it comes in a variety of fashions, but it does have a consistency to it because the sacral is consistent. So I wanted to show people like what that could look like and if you could see it.
Yeah, I love that. Like it's sort of like an interpretation with music. So that's
music is sacral.
It definitely is. Yeah. That's what helps me like get moving through stuff is music. I've been listening to a lot of like spatial audio, which I feel like is very non-sacral because it's just like
that's on Apple too.
That's
right?
on Apple too. It's a lot of might offend some people. Please don't unfollow me or hate me. I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan. I'm kind of like meh. So don't hate me or hate me. I don't
you
care.
Can hate me too because I'm not either. She's a projector, isn't she?
You know, I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up.
I think she is a projector.
She's on that station a lot, and I skip it.
Yeah.
The only album I like of hers is Lover. That's the only one I like.
There's a couple songs I don't, I guess, mind. I guess I would say. Yeah. There's no real... Okay, people can hate me for this too. I don't care. I don't get any joy out of her music. I don't. I think that she is for certain people, and those people fucking love her.
I love her.
And I am for that. I mean, we need those. We're not for everybody, and not everyone's for us. I'm an acceptance of that. I just don't particularly enjoy her music either. And that's that. I think the fact that she writes all of her own songs, I give her fucking props for that.
Oh,
shit,
sure.
Man.
Yeah.
That's like amazing. That's an artist that writes their own music. You are a genius in some way. I wonder if maybe she's I wonder what sure.
Now we got to look up her chart.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to do that. Not
we're doing
live,
that live,
but while we're recording, I'm going to look up her chart right now and see if I can find it.
I've been listening to a lot of that spatial audio when I clean, because I could sometimes I do listen to like, I don't know, I really like 90s pop or 90s like alternative music where it's like grungy. I love that kind of stuff too. But yeah, there's some music on that particular station, the spatial audio one, that's Like, I feel like Billie Eilish really fits in that category where she's just kind of like flowy, and then Taylor's in there.
I do see. Yeah, it's my there goes my sacral. I'm like trying to figure it out. And my spleen. I don't know if she has a defined sacral. I don't know. I guess we'll have to. There's two. I just saw manifestor, projector, and what looked like also a manifesting generator for somebody. That's too much inconsistency. So who the fuck knows? I guess I'll have to see if I can find any sort of birth information. But it's so hard with celebrities,
right?
To find exact birth times, or at least a roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was a busy day, the day she was born. You know, because it could change by the minute.
Yeah.
So that's what's hard with celebrities, but I don't know. I don't really see her with a, I mean, you're a projector. You don't have a defined sacral. Do you see her as a defined sacral?
I would say just on like my very small musical selection of stuff, I don't feel like her stuff comes off as having a defined sacral. There's a lot of people who when I hear their music, I try and go look them up. You know, there's not a lot of them that are on there all the time, but then they like potentially could have a defined sacral. I'm like, oh, that would make sense because of just the way the music is.
Yeah. Like think of like Lizzo, you know, or Rihanna, or Beyonce, manifesting generators, like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Those are all manifesting generators. And like you see.
Like dancing.
It's like here, and then it's here, and then it's here. And then it's here, and then it's over. And it's like it's the sacral in constant changes of rhythm. And I'm like, that's manifesting generator.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think who is a generator right now that's an art music artist that I could give. There's a lot of manifesting generators. Like I'm thinking, I just even thought of Justin Timberlake. I'm like manifesting generator. Who is a generator? Oh, Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
She's the generator, open throat. And you see, like, you see that she has a range, right? And her music is, it has a consistency to the bounce, to the beat. Like, that's sacral. But I don't get that with Taylor.
No. So
I would be surprised. I would be surprised if she was a generator type. But I don't know.
But we don't know.
I don't know her personally. So
yeah. It's just a kind of an assumption of the way that her music is. Like I was trying to look up Billie Eilish because I just said her name.
She's a generator too.
She is a generator.
She's an emotional generator. She
well,
has
well, her emotional, I can understand.
Oh yeah. She's an emotional generator. Undefined throat, I believe. Don't quote me on that. But yeah, she's a generator.
So her emotional comes out.
Yeah, she has the 1949, I think. Mm-hmm. If I'm remembering her chart correctly, it's been a while since I've looked at it. Yeah. But she's 100% emotional. If she wasn't emotional, I'd have to quit. I would have to quit because you can see she lives, breathes emotion in her songs that she writes with her brother. Full chock full of emotions. Her channel's coming in this week too, actually. We got a lot of emotionality.
R.I.P. Leah.
And you're gonna be connecting to a lot of it yourself. With your hanging gates that connect to the solar plexus, you'll be getting a lot of fun experiences. I'm like trying, I guess we do have some stuff going on this week. We do. So I guess before we dive in, I did want to ask you, how was your Thanksgiving? Cause I haven't, we're in the past, as we always say, and we're recording in the morning actually, which I feel so much better. I would love to record in the morning. And I told Leah actually, before we got on here, I was like, I'm hoping by next year, next school year, not next year, because it's right around the corner at this point, but next school year, to have my youngest in some sort of program where we can do more things during the day. Because I do have more energy in the morning. That's when I'm most alive. And we usually record in the evenings, which, as you guys have probably noticed, I'm like, I'm like, because my throat's done, my root's done. But we love doing this. So my heart pushes a little bit for that. Maybe it's incorrect. I don't know. And that's why I'm trying to find, we're trying to find a better, here we go. Speaking of words. It's like I jinxed myself. We're trying to find a better rhythm for things for this next year. We've talked about, we have a lot of changes happening for us, for the Human Design Astro Club. So we'll see what happens. I think this might be the year, this next year, of really big shifts for us. That's what I feel coming in, but I guess we'll find out. But anyways, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. We had a very low key Thanksgiving, just went up to my in-laws and ate a bunch of food and then came home. And then we all like passed out on the couch because it was very, you know, turkey does that to you.
Yeah. What's that ingredient again in the turkey?
Tryptophan.
What is it?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan. I couldn't hear you for a second. I don't eat any sort of meat or poultry. So I didn't have that experience, but I did drink some wine, which we'll do that.
Yeah, that will do it too. Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving?
We did. I decided, so this is, I guess, no, I take that back. So I'm 2 years now into moving into my correct environment. We moved to this is all of our correct environment here in North Carolina. The day before Thanksgiving, we moved here. So we didn't even, I'm like, what did we even do on Thanksgiving that year? I think we like ordered, I think there was like one place we could order out for some reason. But we usually have like family and stuff. Like last year we went down to South Carolina with my in-laws. But this year we decided we're going to keep it pretty low key. And so I ordered from Honey Baked Ham, which actually was pretty good. We weren't sure how that was going to go. I did make a few like sides, and I made tofu for myself. Dave's like, wow. And he didn't do anything, by the way.
He picked it up.
I love, he did pick. Okay. I'm sorry, Dave. He's never going to listen to it. So it doesn't matter. His defined heart won't be offended. Yeah, he did pick it up, and he did ask me like right before I was done making everything, if he can do anything. And I was like, now you're asking. Okay. We don't have the 5. We only have the 15 for him. I have the full channel. I'm like, now you're asking me if you can help me when I'm like 5 minutes to being done. Because I did make a few sides. But, you know, I feel like people really overdo it with the food on Thanksgiving. I know it's all about the food, but I feel like people make things because we're conditioned to make certain things.
100%.
That's something I was thinking about yesterday. Foods. Yes, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, like the types of foods. So like for our family, it's like tradition only. So if it was my husband who would do the same thing consistently every day for the rest of his life, if he could, it's turkey, stovetop, cranberry sauce from the can, squash, and mashed potatoes. And if you put anything else, or green bean casserole, you have to have green bean casserole.
But does he like all of those foods?
He likes all of those things.
Okay, he does. Because some people make them just because.
No, if you put anything else on that table, like macaroni and cheese, we had this discussion yesterday. I was like, I would love mac and cheese. They're like, no, because after my 2 servings of all of those other foods, I'm like, or you don't eat 2 servings of all those other foods. And then you have the mac and cheese. And then now you've had a really good comfort food. And I'm like, I don't know. I could have like sweet potato. I don't need the marshmallows and all that stuff on the top.
I didn't do like, that. I made sweet potato. I just made mashed sweet potato. But did you know? Also, for our listeners, Did you know my manifestor, who's a 1-4, who loves to fucking externalize every time he comes home? I'm like, for the love of the stars. It's just so funny watching a fourth line externalize. You do it too. You guys tell us things that, I'm going to be very honest, we don't care about, but you have to get it out. So I listen. I'm like, okay, go ahead. Tell me what you need to tell me. But he goes, did you know that macaroni is the least picked side for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like I heard that somewhere at some point. So I feel like yes, but we always have it. I guess not always. I take that back. I guess more so since having the kids, because Milo will only eat like simple ingredient food, which mac and like all kids foods are kind of simple ingredient food, right? So he's like, you're having the mac and cheese though, right? And I was like, obviously.
Yeah,
so,
I think it's, is it because macaroni and cheese you can have any day of the year?
Maybe.
Like, you could have Thanksgiving any day of the year. Like, maybe you don't need a full turkey, but you could get like a turkey breast and cook it.
That's why they have Boston Market, man.
Yeah.
Do you guys have Boston Market?
All of these. Probably the closest one would be like Boston.
I was going to say, I feel like you guys should have that.
Yeah. We don't have a lot up here.
We had a lot in Florida. There was a lot of Boston Markets until I feel like they might have started going out of business. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But I've never seen one here in North Carolina. I don't see them. But I did love Boston Market. And I used to honestly eat it a lot. Because I before I stopped eating, well, I've gone on and off eating meat since I was 15. But those times where I was eating meat or eating, wasn't eating meat, I guess poultry. Because I stopped eating meat when I was 15, red meat. But when I was eating poultry, I guess I did get Boston Market a lot. Because they make really good mashed and sweet potatoes, really good.
Yeah.
And they used to also, or they do make these like turkey like subs with the special mayo. I did That's like that good. Too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, I do have one little thing that happened too. So Garrett's birthday is Monday, the day we'll post this. So happy birthday, Garrett. And he got a sound bar for our TV. Just watching him, because he's low determination too, he plugged it in. As soon as we got home, that's the only thing he carried in was this sound bar, so he could plug it in immediately. He turns on music, turns it all the way up. The house is like bumping. And then he was like, so happy about getting this, because you know his sound was like, because we have a pellet stove which kind of muffles the sound of the TV, and then because there's so much space in between the couches in there, you can't really hear each other when you're having a conversation. So now we have this sound bar, so now you can't hear anything but the TV.
Yeah, we have one too.
I go to bed last night because our room is above the living room. I'm texting him from upstairs. I'm like, can you either turn that off, turn it down, or come to bed? Because I cannot fucking sleep. It was so loud. And it was like listening to a football game while I'm trying to sleep. And I was like, you're really bothering me.
Well, we have a sound bar too, which is right outside of this room in our basement.
I'm sure.
And because we have a living room right outside of this room. And so I'm telling you all the time, I'm like, I have to go tell them to shut the fuck up because it is so fucking loud. And so Dave is also low sound. And that was one of, when we moved into this house, that was like, I might've been one of our first purchases. And he was like, I have to get this sound bar this week. Cause he got like the biggest TV for our basement living room, because it's a very wide space. So he's like, I need to have the sound correct for this space. And I remember the joy, the sacral joy that he felt when he plugged that shit in for the first time. And I'm like, I could care less. or I couldn't care less. What is the phrase? I guess you couldn't, if you could care less, then okay, never mind. Where I was going.
I think it's could.
Couldn't care, right?
No, I could care less. I could care less.
Whatever.
I don't know.
We'll be here all day going back and forth. Which one is it? But yeah, so I guess a couple things we should tell you guys. One, we did have just a sale for the holidays. Hopefully you didn't miss it. And you picked up some goodies. Things were very discounted. We have affordable prices to begin with, but we were like, you know what? We want people to be able to invest back into themselves this holiday season. So we gave everybody a 20% off coupon to anything in our store, except for one thing, which I'm going to tell you if you didn't know about it, I'm telling you now. We have a really special class. This is really like a phenomenal class because it's actually a workshop that you'll be able to either tune in virtually, pick up the replay if you can't come, or if you do come, you get the replay no matter what. Or if you are in the Asheville area, you can meet me for the first time. I know how excited all of you are about this. If you live near Asheville, North Carolina, highly recommend coming to our workshop. This is a crystal grid workshop that I'm doing with my friend Nina, that she is a sculptor and a healer. And you've probably seen on my stories, my crystal grids that I have and the body graph grid that she made me, which I highly recommend getting a body graph grid from her. Lee is about to get one as well. She just ordered hers. And we're doing a class or a workshop, a 2-hour workshop on the interconnection between crystal grids and the body graph. This you will never get from anybody else. I don't know anyone else that's doing something like this. And I'll tell you, ever since I really started tapping in to sacred geometry, because that's what we're going to teach you guys in this workshop, transform my life. I am calling in the things that I really want and need and what my entire being is aligned to. And this is what I want to pour into you guys, learning how to work with the transits. I create these grids every new moon and full moon. I reactivate them. So we're going to go through all the interworkings of crystal grids, where they came from. There's also a little crash course on human design, and we're going to walk through the centers. So if this is something that you're like, wow, this is a really phenomenal class, because I actually spoke recently in person and I told a bunch of people about it, and I watched people's mouths drop open when I told them about this class. I was like, it's interesting to be in aura with people and expressing myself. And being able to watch response, because it's like when we're talking on here, I can't see what you guys are responding to when I tell you about this class, but watching it in real time for me was like, oh, wow, this is a class that people actually would really want. And so we have people already signing up for this class. If you are near the area, near the Asheville area, there's a limited spot. So I would definitely pick up your ticket now. It's going to be on December 10th. So go to, Leah will drop a link down below. Go sign up for this class, whether you're going to do in-person or virtual, because it's going to be phenomenal. Leah's going to be coming to the class also. She might not be able to come in person, but she'll be able to pick up the replay if she's not able to make it. So same for you guys, whether you come or not, join us on Zoom or you come in person, no matter what, you're going to get the replay. Cause I've had so many emails on this. So I want to say it like 20 times. You will, no matter what, if you come to this class, get the replay. I am so excited about this class. If you're ready to transform your fucking life, you come to this fucking class, okay? So you can pick up your ticket down below. So that's live right now. And then we also have on Thursday, the new Program Plus coming out for December. Yay. Which, I mean, this is the time to get it. We're closing out 2022. You want to learn how to close out 2022 and be on your geometry, right? You pick up the Program Plus. You're going to be getting an hour audio where we're going to walk through all the major players of the month, how to really capture those frequencies for the month, where are good times to rest, where are good times to move. And then you're going to be getting a guidebook accompanying with this, only for $11.99. I mean, I want to stress that it's a really affordable price, because mm-hmm. we don't want to gatekeep this information, but because we put so much effort into it, we do want an exchange. So we're asking for an affordable exchange for this entire experience that we're going to bring you through for the entire month. And then you're going to get rituals and altar suggestions, crystal suggestions. You're going to be getting a grid that you can activate, body graph grid or crystal grid. You're going to be getting a tarot card pull. That is another phenomenal one that Leah did, that is directly connected to the incarnation cross that's running through the month of December. So it's a really, there's so many bonuses and goodies in there. I'm not even going to get it. And there's a lot of cheat sheets on astrology that you have it all in one place, and you get a calendar of all the sun and earth gates and moons that are running through the entire month that you can print out. I have mine right now for the month of November on my bulletin board behind me right now. And it's been so fucking helpful. I also have it on my phone, but a lot of times when I'm working in the office, my office, or I'm just like, you know, I want to come and see what's really going on for the day. I love having it right there. So I have a visual for it, especially for my external vision and even inner vision friends. This is really something that you would probably enjoy, having a whole calendar of everything. So if you're interested, this Thursday, December, Program Plus, these are premium episodes. You're not going to get a lot of this information on our weekly program. We go through the gates in detail. We go through channels in detail. You're getting transmissions from us. So if this is something you are interested in, definitely make sure you're on our email list so that you can be the first to purchase the December Program Plus. Is there anything you'd like to share about that, Leah?
I think you hit every aspect of it. So, yeah.
I'm just so excited. Oh, I get so excited about this stuff. And I feel like we talked about this last week. If you're not excited about your fucking offers, then just get off the fucking pot, man.
Yeah.
Shit or get off the pot. Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited for the December one. I think it was really like hit every nail on the head. It was so, so good. So I feel like it's not only helpful for December, for the end of the year, but you know, you could take it day by day, like just take each thing and see what comes up for you. There's also reflection questions. Oh, yeah. There's a notes section. I know you said you weren't going to go over everything, but I mean, who cares? So yeah. And only $11.99. Like,
yeah, it's sometimes I'm like, it feels okay. Like it's almost free. Like, yeah. 'Cause I mean, it's like getting a hearty meal for at a discounted rate.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. I'm sorry. I'm always going to refer to food, and I feel like there's a connection there with my kitchen's environment where I'm always doing this for some reason, even though kitchen's environment isn't necessarily about food or ingredients, but I guess it is about ingredients. So I don't know. I guess it's easier to reference food.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
with ingredients. So another thing we wanted to share with you guys is we started a little monthly vlog on our YouTube channel. If you're interested, maybe you guys have already seen it. We dropped our first vlog on Thanksgiving, actually. And what we're trying to help you guys see is our deconditioning process, a little support through your deconditioning process, a little bit of deeper understanding of our designs. Maybe you have a similar design or a similar aspect, and also just support on that it's okay to go through these experiences and allow and be able to watch other people that are going through maybe a similar experience as you. Sometimes we need that extra support to know that we're not alone. We're not alone in this process. We're all in this together. So if you would like to check out our monthly vlog, it's called something that I just forgot.
Human Design. Oh. Yeah.
Human Go Design ahead. Diaries. This is deconditioning. So yeah, it's a little glimpse into our world. And, you know, go check it out on our YouTube channel. Or if you're watching this right now, once you finish watching this, go check it out if you haven't already. And give us a big thumbs up on our YouTube channel for this episode and also for that vlog. Give us a little support because we're here to support you and, you know, spread the love, man. So yeah, that's what we got. So I guess we can dive into this week if you guys are ready. There's, like I said, a lot of emotionality running through the week. So it's interesting. So first of all, I guess I would definitely tell you to go look or look at, listen to, or look at. We're on YouTube, guys. If you didn't know, you can go look at us. Last week, the nodes, or actually yesterday, if you're listening to this on Monday, if you're listening to this at the beginning of the week on Monday, Sunday, the nodes shifted, the axis changed. And so I would go listen to last week's program, or you can even pick up the November program plus, where we go into more detail on that. Definitely worth it to hear what we talked about with the nodes. So aside from the node shifting, let's dive into what's going on for this week. So depending on where you are in the world, late Sunday night, but it, like I said, it creeps in on Monday, November the 28th. We just had a new program come in. So the focus for the beginning of this week is on detail. This will be about concentrating on your focused steps. This might be an invitation to close some things out for 2022 with this focus. What needs a wrap up right now? Besides presents, besides wrapping some presents, what needs a wrap up for maybe the holidays or for the entire year? So I guess a good question to ask yourself at the beginning of this week, a good focus question might be, what is grabbing my attention for the beginning of this week? And so what are we being grounded in? We're being grounded in enthusiasm. It's you know, it's a joyous time right now, but it's about more so about our skills and our self-expression is what we're being grounded in. What are you really good at? What can you experiment with this week that is going to move you forward towards maybe a new way of being, especially now that our new direction from the nodes is the North Node's about really formulating some new ideas. Maybe this is just the beginning of some new beautiful discovery of a skill you didn't even know you had for the beginning of this week. You know, as a third line that I am, I'm really good at teaching people things, but I didn't know until I got the invitation to teach cosmetology after my bike accident when I couldn't physically do, what do they say? What you can't do, you teach, right? And so I ended up having actually the highest retention of all the teachers that when I was teaching cosmetology. And that's when I realized that maybe I am really good at sharing my wisdom. So what wisdom is in your vehicle that needs to be expressed and shared? Don't hold back, and maybe you'll make a new discovery this week. So we also have on Monday a direct intuitive connection to the will. So for all my open undefined hearts out there, this one's for you, okay? This is surrendering to past experiences to know what the tribe, the community wants. This is a deeper awareness to past patterns. And it's the first place of this evolutionary program we are in with we're getting a taste from the South Node, the new version of the South Node right now, and an old way. So some past experiences could arise from this. This will also be connected to our communication. And then also it'll be entering the heart, our Venus as well, throughout this week. So there's a lot of movement with this. So what past experiences could come from this, and really connecting with communication of the heart, what can push you in a way to want to speak about these past experiences and also feel into, also give you, for, like I said, my open undefined hearts, especially because the majority of you might have a false sense of will this week. Okay. This will be a deeper awareness than you that will maybe invite you to come to terms with your heart this week. Allow yourself rest. The heart works to rest, okay? So allow yourself to rest this week with this frequency running through the program and be mindful of the words you share and with whom you share your maybe deepest secrets with. So past patterns that might arise that might feel a little gross, just have the awareness around this placement for this week. We also have a brief emotional surge on Monday, also concerning the community. And maybe some old lessons with family and community. I mean, we just had Thanksgiving and spending time with our family and community. And this is about being sensitive to our community, being sensitive to our family, and entering into these relationships with emotional clarity. And then on Friday, we have a brief ego expression, also on community. So do we see a theme here, people? Lots of heart energy also this week. So if your heart is open or undefined, watch that fake will saying, I can do this, or any anger that might come up for a brief period of time. We do have the ego really lit up this week in a variety of ways. So be mindful that this one in particular that I'm speaking of is about controlling the resources and providing for the community. So maybe for a moment, you might come into some material gain. People get paid on Friday, right? A lot. So this might be payday. Great day. I feel like this channel needs to come in every Friday for some reason, but you know, so what a beautiful time to have this frequency. And this is also about protecting the interests of people that you're serving. So just be mindful of that heart energy this week, because it's going to be making a huge impact. And the theme that seems to be running through this week is in a way of being of service to your community. How can you do and help your community this week, or family, or your children, or your siblings, or your partner? Can you find a way to provide? Maybe a divine inspiration will strike this week in regards to this. And then, wow, we have a lot of emotionality running through the program this week. Saturday, we enter a new program that will supply an emotional stream for this whole next week. So my open solar plexus friends like myself, Leah, undefined solar plexus, Bron, we're in for a ride. Get your fucking helmets. So for the first focus will be about our routines, our focus, our new focus that's coming on Saturday. New focus that's coming in is going to be all about routines. So maybe a little, almost like an emotional push to express these new routines through experience. Okay. Maybe we are going to have to go through the experience first to find something new to be able to go, oh, I want to add this new thing to my life. But watch out for that fake will again. I'm going to keep saying it. If you're defined will, then I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the open, undefined hearts out there. So, you know, the program tries to confuse us sometimes because we're here to learn. So it's going to throw us for a wild card sometimes. And I would just wait to see if you do have an open or undefined will, see how everything aligns once the heart opens back up again. Okay. But while you have the will defined, this might be a time to try a new routine with all of this. And we're being grounded in our expression for this new program, in our progress, okay? How do you feel at the end of this week through the next? Because this will be spilling into the next week as well, the end of the new program that happens at the end of the week. So a good question to ask with this new program is, how do I feel about my current life, routines, and rhythms? Is there anything here that needs to be shifted? Maybe reframed. But maybe you need to go through these experiences first. That's what I feel like the earth is trying to help us do. And also the emotional surge that's connected to this is maybe we need to go through these experiences first to know what even needs to be done. And the support of the emotional surge that might be taking you through that experience to even show you how you feel, how you want to change and shift things. I mean, look back at the last program where we were focusing on our lives and our community and our family, right? In the detail of that, did anything get pointed out during that time that maybe needs a reframe? So not only are we being pushed to try something new, see things in a new way, go through these new experiences, looking back at the past, we're also getting a little push to understand maybe some past trauma, maybe something from our childhood. What past experiences with this brief root pressure that's coming in on Saturday, okay? What past experiences, what is it showing you that's maybe been blocking you? This is an opportunity, I believe, with a lot of the energy of this week, especially with that root pressure that's coming in on Saturday, to really allow you to take a hard look at what's been holding you back. This is all bringing things up this week. Emotions, feelings, pressure, will. self-worth. It's all being brought up this week to ask you, is this worth carrying with me into 2023? Do the work this week. Lots of opportunity to do some hard looks. So that's pretty much what's going on for the week. It's kind of a lot, but also, like, you know, some things are going to be moving quickly. And if you have no awareness around it, you might not even know it's there. So I just wanted to bring as much awareness to your week as I possibly could. So that's what I got.
Wow. Okay. So the card I pulled is 100% everything that you just said. So I pulled the Emperor, which is connected to Aries and is connected to will and power. So like heart center, like it's red on the card, is a lot of red. So fiery, the Emperor actually is like, ask it. And I feel like this relates a lot to what you said, is like making sure that you're not over doing it, not trying to put so much energy and willpower into the things that you're doing. Because he is very, like dominating. He asks a lot of energy from you. So I feel like this card was came up because it's reminding you not to put too much into that hard energy if the willpower or the will isn't there. Like reminding yourself that, you know, if there's you know, certain things that you've been overcommitting to or people that you're overcommitting to, take a look at the people, like you said, the people that are around you, and who are you putting too much energy into that aren't reciprocating that for you? Because sometimes we'll see a lot of that come up and then we think, well, I'm just like giving too much and they don't have the capacity to give back to me. So take that into consideration. Like, is there somebody who isn't reciprocating, and how can you, if you want them in your life, communicate with them? What is it that's coming up? How do you feel unseen? How do you feel unheard? How do you feel like you need to communicate more? You're not being, you know, any of those things. And two, do they deserve a place in your life, or should they, you know, be maybe you should have that conversation with them? Like, this is a time where maybe you could have an open communication with people in your life. I was looking for the crystal that goes along with this, and it is a ruby, which gives you the inner strength to, the inner strength you need right now to get ideas moving. And also it's a crystal for communication and expression. So I feel like those also go along really well with each other. It's also red, so I don't know, colors, I feel like that goes together. So clear communication right now is really, really important, because the Emperor can help you communicate. It can help you understand the other better. And it can also be a good place for healing. I mean, you said that too, like there's a lot of healing that might be going on this month. So, and if you do grab the Program Plus, we talk about that a lot in there. The next card I picked was Pallades, which is really pretty. It says double mission, channeling and uplifting of humanity. The Palladians are a group of star beings dedicated to raising the vibration of the planet and sharing new consciousness through creations and technology. They have been incarnating on Earth since near the beginning of humanity. You are a soul who has a double mission, to grow at a soul level and to raise the vibration of the planet. If you have been called to write, to speak, to channel, then this is your sign to keep doing it. Or if you haven't done it in a while, I feel like maybe start doing it again if it feels good. Your work is divinely guided. Of all the souls, Palladians are the chattiest, and so perhaps you have already started channeling some of this work into the third dimension. Thank you for doing your part in the great plan, and your presence is a unique light that is much needed. So the transmission for this card, you can say this to yourself or replay this if you want to just click back. I call upon the Palladian consciousness of the highest realms and the highest good of humanity to work through me. Let me be a channel for only the purest light of the essence of Source. Let me be a channel in a way that also serves me. Which I feel like goes along with all of those things, because not only are you channeling or bringing creation into this world for the other, but you're also bringing it for yourself. Like, it's a healing in both aspects.
Well, you can't give to other from an empty cup. You're gonna have to fill up your cup first. That's something that I really learned, especially with being a 1-3 with personal karma, You also have personal karma with being a 2-4. Mm-hmm. If your personality profile line is smaller than your design, then you are here for personal karma. If it is bigger than your design, then you are here for transpersonal karma. So for example, I'm a 1-3. So my 1 is smaller than my 3. So I'm here for personal karma. For someone that, like my husband, who is a 6-2, 6 is bigger than a 2. So he's here for transpersonal karma. Transpersonal karma people really learn through the relationships of others. And they almost, I've learned for myself with him being transpersonal, I can learn to see what I need and what I want. And I'm learning through almost his experiences with me is something that I've learned. And I've been thinking about that a lot recently. And so it's almost like the transpersonal create the karma for the personal people. So
super interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So yeah, there's a lot happening this week.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, you know, I guess not, because we're like in the holiday time, kind of like a lot of things bubble to the surface. And it's like the program's like, listen, bitch, we're going to take you for a little ride so that you can really kind of cultivate better relationships, especially as we close out 2022, which was the year of relationships. It was the lover's card. We pull the, it's a 6-line year in numerology. So it's connected to the lovers, which is all about relationships. So if you've looked back at this past year, it's really about, I feel like, finding the correct relationships that are going to serve your higher good. And for the relationships that haven't been doing that, you've probably had to let a lot of people go. For myself, I even had new relationships come up where I realized throughout the process, I was like, oh, we're not on the same page. And it was nothing personal. I think these people are lovely. I think they have beautiful hearts, but we're not vibrating at the same frequency. And that's just that. Yeah. And it was a beautiful experience, I realized, because it really brought me back to the love of self, which is my conscious son.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're going into the vessel of love energy, friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, like this is a time to really capture your heart. And I feel like this week's going to show you where your heart is.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a good title. Thank you.
Ooh, title.
That's our title. Show you where your heart is. So have a beautiful rest of your week. And I guess we will see you over there on the next one.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Crystal and I are really here as defined hearts to provide value to you with our unique insights. If you have found any of this episode valuable to you, we ask that you share with a friend, tag us with a highlight on Instagram, and write us a review so we can reach more people. Human design and astrology are tools to guide us toward our transformation. You are a unique and beautiful being, and we encourage you to let that light inside of you shine bright. See you in the next episode, friends.